We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kayla.
Good to have you along for the ride this week. So what's up in the world of peas and carrots?
How much candy did we give out last Tuesday night?
I don't know the number of bags. I do know that a neighbor counted, and we had over 270 kids come by our house.
Yeah.
And each kid got...
in like an hour and a half. And we gave out 2 to 3 pieces of candy per child.
Per kid. So...
it's a lot of candy.
We didn't see a lot of scary costumes this year, which I'm happy about.
I'm glad. There were a lot of really fun. And this was the cool part. There were a lot of family costumes. The parents dressed up with their kids, and it was really cute. So,
and then we had a very special guest in our house last week. My best friend came to visit for a few days, Stan, and he was with us, and he was out there helping us pass out candy.
Mm-hmm.
And we got so tickled at so many things. We took him to the Blue Ridge Parkway.
This has been your best friend for the last, I'd say, 35 years. So there was a lot of rich stories that you two could share with each other. I will also say this. I would like to publicly apologize to Stan because we went from a weekend temperature of 78 to the high on Wednesday, I think, was 39. And he lives in Florida. So it was really cold while he was here. I felt very sorry for Stan.
He enjoyed the quiet while he was here.
He did. And we had such a fun visit. And we wanted to cram so much into 3 days and show him so much.
As you know, I have certain food restrictions. So, like, I can't eat certain things. Well, we took him out to eat every night. And so one night we went to our favorite restaurant here in the area. It's called the River Company.
Mm-hmm.
They had bread pudding with vanilla ice cream on it. Well, Miss Kayla gets some and Stan gets some.
Uh-huh.
When we got home, we were all sitting upstairs in the living room, just sitting there talking. And I look over at him.
We may have had a little sugar coma.
He is spread out in that chair and he's got his little hands on his stomach. I look over at you. You're on the sofa. Your head's laid back. And you two are like an inch away from being... your tummies were full.
We were so happy.
And that bread pudding had like coated your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, apparently you said it was warm.
It had just come out of the oven. So it was just warm.
And the ice cream was melting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was a splurge. Back on track now. Oh. But it was worth every minute. Okay. So, yeah.
Breaking news. Breaking news headline. Miss Kayla, you have a breaking news.
I have an unpopular opinion.
Okay. Everybody brace yourself.
I think me and one other person in the entire world feels this way. I stinking love this time change.
Why?
I do. It gives me permission for cozy, warm evenings at home. I enjoy everything about it. I sleep better. I get it. For those of you that suffer, in all seriousness, for those of you that suffer with seasonal affective disorder, I understand why time change is hard because it is dark by 5:30. But I feel like I'm in my element and everywhere I turn this week, I feel like it's a closet thing that I need to keep to myself because people are losing their minds.
I want to give you a glimpse into Brian and Kayla's home. Like, she'll get on Instagram and she'll be scrolling on there and she'll see somebody griping about the time change. And this is what I hear from across the room. Shut up. I love this. Or she'll scroll. I'm like, I didn't say anything. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to these people on Instagram. I'm like,
well, there's so much griping about it.
Can I say something to you? Those people on Instagram can't hear you.
I know. And I haven't said that. I've said hush. Well, the other's a little harsh. So
all right.
Just clarifying. Okay. I usually say, oh, just hush. That's my thing to say. I confess, I've said it a few times, but there's just so much negative about it.
Well,
I got to give a vote to time change. So
I also like that we got an extra hour of sleep that particular
night.
We
did.
So,
and it was my biannual torment you with the clocks at the house. So Because I like to reset them.
Would anybody like to guess what time she reset the clocks at our house?
Oh, at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm sitting there going,
what time is it really?
Yeah, I'm sitting
there. I just told you to hold your iPhone all day.
I was trying to watch a TV program, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, well, I don't think it's on yet. And then I scrolled, and I'm like, well, they must change the time. And I said, baby, I think something's wrong with the television. And you said, no, I switched all the clocks. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
I just felt like getting it done.
You are very efficient if you're not anything.
Well, I just like getting it done. So, yeah.
All right. Well, happy time change to you.
You've been reading a book that has sparked some really interesting discussions at our house. So we thought we'd take a few minutes. I want you to share some of what you've shared with me.
Okay.
So tell us about this new book that you're still reading.
Yeah, I'm still in the process of reading it. I will just say this could be my book of the year.
Mm.
It is that good. It is by David Brooks, and it's called How to See a Person.
Mm.
And he's a journalist, and he talks about how to have good conversations, how to really see someone.
Yeah.
Not just, hey, how you doing? How do you actually see somebody?
Yeah.
And
so you've got a quote here. What does that look like? I think this quote will help to bring it home for people. Okay.
This is from page 98. He says, so far, I've been describing a process of getting to know someone as if we live in normal times. I've been writing as if we live in a healthy cultural environment, in a society in which people are enmeshed in thick communities and webs of friendship, trust, and belonging. We don't live in such a society. We live in an environment in which political animosities, technological dehumanization, and social breakdown undermine connections, strain friendships, erase intimacy, and foster distrust. We're living in the middle of some sort of vast emotional, relational, and spiritual crisis.
Mm.
It is as if people across society have lost the ability to see and understand one another, thus producing a culture that can be brutalizing and isolating.
Who?
Does anybody else feel seen in that paragraph?
It's some powerful truths. Yeah.
Do you feel seen in that? I do.
Well, if you've navigated the world for the last 3 to 4 years, there is so much that resonates in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm using the word you loosely here, talking of all of us. You're scared as a human anymore to have an opinion on anything because you may get roasted on a spit for it.
Yeah. I even shared that quote, this very quote on Facebook, and I got roasted for it.
Did you?
I did. And I'm just like, it's just a quote.
Mm.
Here's where I am in this. I have sensed this for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I have deeply sensed this, and I've sensed it in society, and I've sensed it within the organization in which we work, that there is some kind of strain. There's some kind of issues going on. And what I'm learning, this is humanity. This is America today. And we've lost this ability to be in a community. We've lost this ability, or to be in a community with possibly people who don't see the world
the way we do.
Yes.
We used to be able to have healthy discourse. Now it's just, well, how dare you disagree with me? Or I will say this. This is what I said to you the other night. COVID did not make us better as a society. It made us meaner.
Yes. Yes.
And I stand by that truth. People who, the tolerance level, the willingness to see another viewpoint, the ability to just, and I know we're going to come back to this later, but the ability to just listen without always having to speak. COVID just, I think it was the isolation. I really do. And I think back to our conversation with Michael Gimbola, where we talked about the shift that has taken place because of the pandemic. It's sad that we just don't seem to have the ability to step outside of our own perception of things and our own opinions, viewpoints, worldview, and truly see another person.
There's a truth that used to exist. It is, and it still applies to like the gospel and like to the church that we attend, is that come as you are. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to have your life cleaned up. Just
come as you are.
Yeah, just come as you are. Today, when it comes to like societal relationships and like friendships, we don't want to be friends with people until we figure out, do you agree with me on these certain issues?
Does everything fit in my nice, neat little square?
Yes. And I don't want anybody in that square who might see the world a little differently. And as a result, we have become mean toward each other. And all we do is fuss and argue and that kind of stuff. And if you don't, well, then you've created this little tribe of people who think just like you.
Yeah.
And that is very scary. But yeah, I do think because we've talked about how the world is now very isolating. And I also think that that's a result of like social media. You think about it. I think Facebook is now 20 years old. That's a whole generation that's like grown up with that. We've had that now for 20 years. Think about that. We've had Facebook for 20 years. How has that changed us? How has social media changed us? We feel that we can interact with people who may be 1,000 miles away, but yet we don't interact with people who live 100 yards
away. What is it I read the other day? We are more connected than we have ever been, but we are lonelier than we have ever been. And I see this. There are people who will voice things behind the screen that they would never say sitting directly across from someone.
And I don't understand that. Brooks, and this is the second quote. So he starts talking about why are we in this mess?
Yeah, what's caused all this? Yeah.
And this is just one line. As a society, we have failed to teach the skills and cultivate the inclination to treat each other with kindness, generosity, and respect.
Cool.
He said those are three, and he calls it a moral formation. But think about this, kindness, generosity, and respect. I have another theory as well. And he may get to this, but the church's influence is probably waning in society. It's probably fading. It's getting less.
I see that.
And as a result, we've allowed other things that we're passionate about to take over.
Yeah. Well, what is it that we read? A pastor friend shared this with us. Is it that 40% of families did not return to church after COVID?
Yeah.
Think about that.
It didn't make us better.
They got so used to their own patterns and habits on the weekend that there's not even the influence of the church anymore for that large of a percentage of society.
Again, I go back to this point. And when we remove ourselves from that group, we remove ourselves from the ability to interact with others. We remove ourselves from that community. So he says that we're no longer teaching these things of kindness, generosity, and respect.
So how can we change this? What does he tell you? He writes a phrase that you found it fascinating.
Yeah, he says, be a loud listener.
Ooh.
I love that phrase. I'm going to adopt that phrase. Be a loud, and I'm not even halfway through the book, y'all.
Yeah.
I want to kind of put all this in a little bit of a gumbo and let it simmer to the top. Why do we not listen anymore? Because we're too concerned with being right or wrong. Why are we no longer kind, generous, and yet respectful? Because we're too worried about being right or wrong.
Yeah.
And instead of being worried about being right, why not be kind?
Yeah.
Why not be generous? Why not be respectful?
And you don't have to surrender you're right or wrong just by listening to another viewpoint or by respecting someone enough to let them share. And we struggle with that as a society. We really do.
If I could say this, what he's doing is, first of all, you know this, is that Brooks is a believer. And but he's not putting Jesus front and center. Jesus is like in the background and he's like peeking around him because he's writing this book, not to the church, but to America as a whole.
Yeah.
So here's where I am. Will this book change people? I would hope it would. But if we want to get back to where we were, and I'm not sure we will ever get back there, but if we want to progress and be better, we're going to have to be kind and generous and respectful, and we're going to have to be a loud listener.
Yeah.
Because we love to talk. Look at Facebook and Instagram and Twitter or X, whatever it's called now.
Those tend to make us so narcissistic because it's, look at me. Look at what I cooked. Look at what I'm doing. Look at the successes I'm having. Look at my beautiful home. Look at this. Look at that. Me, 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 me. And yet what it seems that Brooks is trying to remind us is, let me look at you. Let me see you. Let me hear you. Let me focus on being a student rather than a teacher.
Now, in our marriage, and you weren't expecting me to say this, Miss Kayla is a very loud listener. I'm a very loud talker. And you have this gift where you can listen to people and you can empathize with them. You see, I think you're a part of the solution. I think I'm part of the problem. So that's something I got to work
on. Oh, my word. I don't know about that.
I do. Whenever I grow up, I want to be you because you have this heart and you want to see people. You want to understand them and you listen to them. So, Miss Kayla.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. So, thank you. This is a book you would definitely recommend.
David Brooks, How to See a Person.
Yeah.
And it's the number 2 bestseller in America right now.
Wow.
So the holidays are upon us. And as a matter of fact, last night I was playing Christmas
music. You were. I came in from outside and there's Christmas music playing in our house, which I'm so here for this. So, I was like, wait a minute.
This girl loves her some holiday, loves her some Christmas.
You've always told me, and I get it, after Halloween, it is the official kickoff for retail of the holiday season.
Yeah, is anybody else getting 18 emails a day?
It's a bit much. Retailers? I mean, even I have to say. But we decided that we want to do our annual, this is your permission slip. So we want to give you a hard pass is what we're calling it. And so let's jump in. These are just recommendations. Take the ones that mean something to you and shake off the ones that don't. But for example, you can say no to as many invites as you need to in order to stay sane and to do what is best for your family. It is okay to say no.
There you go. You don't have to attend every single party. Now, I would recommend
be a hermit.
You can pick one or two and you can go to it. But if you get invitations to 15, you don't have to go to all 15. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The ones that are meaningful to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are free to skip the professional family photos. Okay. You are free to skip that. And let me say this. Once your kids hit about 15, 16, don't put everybody in matching jammies.
Oh, well, that's a little judgy.
You don't think that looks a little...
I think I'm giving them freedom to do whatever they want to do.
But you and Sprocket used to dress in matching pajamas.
I was about to say, you've kind of stepped on my... Yeah.
Okay. Well, dress as you want, but you don't have to do the professional family photos at Christmas.
If it's not for your family, skip it. You are not obligated to buy a gift for everyone. Amen. Let me say that again. You are not obligated to buy a gift for everyone. Don't blow your budget trying to impress others. And if the only way you are going to feel loved by people is by giving them a gift, then maybe reassess your friends.
You preaching today. You meddling. And remember this.
Just so much pressure.
Yes.
On people this time of year. And you need to come out of this season not sitting with so much regret and so much burden. And one of the biggest is finances for people, that they get to January, then those payments roll in. And was it worth it? I mean, for something that someone may end up taking to the thrift store.
Don't allow other family members to pressure you to buy gifts for like other family members. Like,
yeah.
Perhaps you have an aunt you haven't seen in 45 years. Oh, well, you need to get that person. I hadn't seen that person in 45 years. I don't interact with them.
Your presence is a gift.
Right. Yeah. Now, if you want to and you feel led to do that, then by all means, go for it.
Yeah.
You are free to keep it simple with your menus. It doesn't have to be a 6-course meal. Well, since I'm allergic to everything under the sun,
you're going to have 3 items on your plate.
We'll have like 3 items on my plate.
But one of them will be mashed potatoes, so we're good.
All God's people said.
Amen.
We'll have brisket.
Yes. But if cooking is your thing, we give you permission to make as many courses as you want to.
Yeah.
If cooking stresses you out, it is okay to go somewhere and pick up a meal.
Cracker Barrel will prepare you a meal that you can serve to people.
You are free to create your own family traditions. Just because your great aunt Tessie did this for 6 generations, don't feel it's just the first name that came to me. Do not feel that you have to continue doing this. It's not on you to carry the torch for everyone else's expectations of your holiday season.
There are certain shows that like we like to watch at Christmas, The Year Without Santa Claus, Emmett Otters.
But some people do Christmas on Christmas Eve. Some people do Christmas on Christmas Day. Some people do Christmas at Thanksgiving, believe it or not, because that's when everyone is going to be together. If that's what works for you, let that be your tradition.
There really isn't a rule saying you have to wait until November 24th to put up your Christmas decor.
Now, I know, that's right. This has become such a thing.
I mean,
it's like culture wars over when the tree goes up.
So you can put your tree up if you want to.
Tomorrow. I don't care.
The day after Halloween, you can put it up.
I will go ahead and give a disclaimer. Ours is going up this weekend, which will be the second weekend in November.
I'm excited about that.
I'm ready for it.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I love the lights and that kind of thing. It's totally acceptable to pile in your car in your PJs and go enjoy Christmas lights. I'm all for that. But when I go out in my PJs, I'm worried, like, is the car going to break down? Then I got to call somebody and they're going to see me in my pajamas. That's how my mind works.
I'm thinking families here.
Okay.
With their matching pajamas. So leave them alone. You're being a little hostile earlier about the matching PJs.
That's a strong word to use.
Let yourself enjoy the holiday treats.
Ones that you're not allergic to.
Well, there's that.
So,
but don't steal your own joy with the fun foods that you like at the holidays.
Here's what I'm going to say. Be a kid again.
Yes.
Watch your favorite holiday shows. Eat some of your favorite holiday treats. Just be a kid again and relive some of those memories. It could be a sad time, but it's good to do that.
Yeah.
And then finally, see the birth of Christ as the most joyous thing, because he came to forgive his people of their sins. Put Jesus in your Christmas celebrations, because he's the reason why we do this.
That's right.
And
all of the other stuff is negotiable.
Yes.
But the reason for, it's very cliche, I get it. The reason for the season is Jesus.
Yes.
100%. And so don't forget to include him in your celebration.
Okay. I have one more.
Okay.
That I have left as a surprise.
Okay.
That I want to get your live reaction to on this podcast.
Oh dear, here we go.
Okay. There is something I have wanted for the past 2 or 3 years, and I found it when I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning and I ordered it from Amazon. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
There is a little ornament.
You did not.
That is a toad.
Is there a toad coming to our house?
It's a toad, and he's got a missile on his back, and it's called the mistletoad. And so I'm going to wrap some ribbon on it. I'm going to hang it in the offices.
Oh, here. You think you? Oh, at the office. Okay.
I put that at the house. But we've got a mistletoe coming to the offices.
You are out of control.
I'll put a picture up on our Instagram page, and everybody can go see it. By the way, you can follow us on Instagram.
Just look if you don't, we apparently you're going to get to see the mistletoe.
He's coming. He'll be here. As a matter of fact, he shipped this morning. I got a notification.
Okay.
So there you go.
This is what happens when he's left unsupervised.
It says, you told me I have the freedom to celebrate this as I see fit. I'm getting a mistletoe delivered.
You go right ahead. All right. And I have the freedom to say you're not hanging that in our house. So here we are.
I can't wait.
Anyway, please do. If you do not follow us on Instagram, please do that. And also, for the first two people who go to our website, answer our trivia question correctly, which is going to be, what did Brian order from Amazon?
Mistletoe.
I'm
going to
change the question. So, what did Brian order from Amazon?
There you go.
If you can answer that correctly by clicking the trivia button at peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Mm-hmm. You will win a coffee mug and some beautiful stickers.
You love the stickers.
I do. They're so fun.
You can go do that. Also, search the Peas and Carrots podcast wherever you get your podcast and just subscribe to it. You can also visit our website, peasandcarrotspodcast.com. And when you do, don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook.
Yes, go to Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots podcast.
Y'all, we got a mistletoe coming our way.
For more about the Peas and Carrots podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Friends who care, sharing life and insights along the way. Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio podcast with Jess. Subscribe today wherever you listen.